The online movie rental company Netflix may not know when you're sleeping or know when you're awake, but they sure do track and sort the rental preferences of their subscribers. And now their website can show you what members are renting by city or zip code. So, are video tastes on the Upper West Side of Manhattan notably different from those in Manhattan, Kansas? We asked Mary Horowitz, the director and chief operating officer of the American Film Institute Silver Theater and Cultural Center, and both an opera librettist and a former NPR executive before he went off to the Cayman Islands with our travel budget to scroll through some of those Netflix selections. He joins us in our studio.
He promised not to tell. He's like,
Murray, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here, Scott, as always. Thanks so much for having me.
What do you notice?
First of all, we have to get the ground rules straight. It says at the top, members in and around your town here are currently renting these titles much more than other Netflix members. It's not the most rented. I'm sure everybody's renting, you know, Spider-Man 3 and The Bourne Ultimatum and No Country for Old Men. It's just that these films are more rented in this town than they are in other towns.
Yeah.
And the pattern that emerged is people are really parochial. It started out in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Among the first five films in Washington are K Street, the complete series.
Gosh, of course, yeah.
And Goodbye, Lenin. And then Our Brand is Crisis, which is about, you know, political imaging. And even on the
this
list,
is real imaginative,
you know what I'm
Washington
saying?
Filmgoers, yeah.
Number 11,
yeah.
Mr. Smith Goes
to
Washington.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, a tribute, though, to a great film.
So I figured, look, what's the city with the reputation, at least, for being the most sophisticated? So I go up I-95 or up the Amtrak railway to New York, New York.
Okay.
Number one, next stop, Greenwich Village. Number two, Barefoot in the Park. So then I figure, I'm looking in the wrong places. You know, Billings, Montana, Casper, Wyoming, Comanche Moon, The Road to Lonesome Dove. It's like Broken Trail, the TV's also with Robert Duvall. And so I decided you and I have hometowns. I decided we'd put
both
our hometowns
both in the Midwest,
yeah. Dayton, Ohio, and Chicago, Illinois. So I decided to go head-to-head with you. Yeah. I'm going to read to you now the first five films that members in and around Chicago, Illinois are currently renting more than other Netflix members.
Yeah.
H.H. Holmes, America's First Serial Killer, which is about
Chicago.
Chicago. Expo, Magic of the White City, about
Chicago.
Wicker Park.
Chicago.
Call North Side 777.
Jimmy Stewart, Chicago movie, yes.
The Blues Brothers.
All right.
So then I go to Dayton, right?
Finally.
Multiplicity, Holes, Wedding Days, Robots, and Ladder 49. And I was completely befuddled. Either Dayton is as eclectic and inclusive and democratic as I want to believe it always has been, or this is all completely meaningless.
Murray Horowitz, Director and Chief Operating Officer at the American Film Institute Silver Theater and Cultural Center. This is NPR News.